It's 7 o'clock on Utah's Morning News. Good morning, I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. KSL's top story on the 7 o'clock report.
The future of downtown Salt Lake was a key focus of last night's Salt Lake City Council meeting, with big changes being proposed, all linked to the arrival of Utah's new NHL hockey team.
We begin our live team coverage, Downtown Revitalization, with KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston. Peter?
Yeah, Amanda, from here at the Delta Center, I got a vantage point of Abravanel Hall, the Radisson Hotel. A lot of these areas are going to be going through big transformations. Smith Entertainment Group representative Mike Mahan says if magically they could put
the very best, state-of-the-art, perfect arena for hockey and basketball on the site where the Delta Center is right now, and nothing else in downtown changed, we would not do it.
Instead, the group wants to, in their words, revitalize the two blocks east of the Delta Center. And like I said, that includes Abravanel Hall and part of the Salt Palace. Now, the council is going to consider raising the sales tax a small amount for 30 years, and all that money would be going to the group. Mahan estimates they'll be investing at least $3 billion into this project. Reporting live from the Delta Center, Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
People concerned about the future of Salt Lake City's Japantown are closely watching every detail involved in this downtown revitalization plan. KSL-TV's Lauren Steinbrecher has that part of our coverage.
Roland Yoshinaga hopes the vision from decades ago doesn't repeat. The Salt Palace loading docks that also line Japantown Street. The Smith Entertainment Group talked to the Salt Lake City Council Tuesday about the plan to revitalize that portion of downtown. The backside of the plan would be on Japantown Street.
Yoshinaga hopes Japantown won't be left on the backside of another major development. Instead, they want to be included in the planning.
This morning, Utah's new hockey team is also preparing for the upcoming draft as they try to build a playoff contending team and bring more excitement to downtown. KSL News Radio's Adam Small continues our live team coverage, Downtown Revitalization. Adam?
Amanda, Utah's NHL team is going to get their pick of some of the best prospects in this year's NHL draft as they've been awarded the sixth overall pick. The Utah's GM, Bill Armstrong, spoke to reporters right after landing that pick in yesterday's draft lottery.
You get excited because now you know exactly where you're picking. So you're kind of, now it's going to the scouting meetings and honing in on the players that we like at six. So it's really now just targeting your guys. It's an exciting time of year.
Utah will also get to pick three times in the second round. We got 13 total picks in this year's draft, which is more than any other team in the NHL. The draft is June 28th and 29th in Las Vegas. Live at the Delta Center, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
You can count on us closely following all the developments surrounding the plans to revitalize downtown, both on the radio and on our website at kslnewsradio.com.
In the line of duty, preparations are now underway for the funeral of Santaquin Police Sergeant Bill Hoosier, which will take place on Monday morning at Utah Valley University. And the scholarship program that honors Utah's fallen officers has just named three new recipients. Jessica Markland is one of those recipients. Her dad is an officer with the UTA Police Force.
I hope to be able to contribute as well to that community as a teacher.
The foundation behind the program recently gave $25,000 to the family of Police Sergeant Bill Hoosier.
KSL's top national stories now. The Biden administration says it's pausing weapon shipments to Israel as military operations in Rafah escalate. ABC's M. Nguyen is following the story for us this morning.
This appears to be a major policy shift by the White House, sending a message to Israel by pausing a shipment of more than 3,000 bombs. A senior U.S. official says the administration last week held back the delivery out of concern that the weapons are similar to the kind of bombs that could be used in Rafah, where more than a million Palestinian civilians have sought shelter since the war began. The White House opposes an Israeli ground invasion there unless there's a credible plan to protect those civilians.
This is the first time the White House has paused arms shipments to Israel since the October 7th Hamas-led attack.
80% of former President Trump's supporters responded to an Ipsos poll saying they'll continue to support him even if he's convicted in the hush money trial.
It's now overwhelmingly clear this is likely to be the only case that goes all the way through to a trial and potential conviction before the election, and that means the stakes are even that much higher. And of course, it wouldn't take 20% of Trump supporters to change their minds to throw an election in a different direction. You may only need a percentage point or two depending on how close it is in battleground states. So that is a striking number, whether it's borne out by the reality legalities, whether there actually is a conviction, of course, to be determined.
ABC News political director Rick Klein says former President Trump and President Biden have been neck and neck in several new polls 6 months out from Election Day.
First look traffic on the 7 o'clock report. Back to Andy Farnsworth.
I-15 traffic is still at the speed limit if you're heading north. Southbound volumes are increasing as you come out of Ogden, but not any slowdowns yet. Some backups on Mountain View and Bangor at 3500 South. We've got a crash blocking lanes downtown Salt Lake, West Temple, and South Temple. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL weather now with Matt Johnson. Most of the rain and snow showers are moving out, but now we get the wind as a low-pressure system moves in.
This will keep winds going Thursday morning and into Friday morning when we can see the stronger gusts. Right now, the strongest gusts look anywhere from 35 to 55 miles an hour.
Matt says the wind could be strong enough to blow garbage cans and lawn chairs around, and some strong gusts could take down some trees.
The state auditor's office is being inundated with complaints about the recent implementation of a law that regulates which bathroom a person can use. KSL News Radio's Heather Peterson reports it appears most of those complaints are coming from people who oppose the law.
State Auditor John Dougal says since the law went into effect on May 1st, they've received about 10,000 complaints.
Some are clearly just protests. It's not actually a complaint. It's just, I don't like this. Others appear like they're trying to submit a complaint, but they'll indicate the name of an individual, which clearly isn't a complainant.
But Dougal says they are not bathroom monitors. They did not make this law, and they did not ask to be in charge of compliance checks for this bill. His office simply deals with the compliance of state and local entities' buildings, not the investigation of people and their genders. Dougal says people who are unhappy with this law should contact their legislators, not file complaints. Heather Peterson, KSL News Radio.
A Spanish Fork man is facing federal charges after being accused of supplying fentanyl that killed a woman. Jared Titcomb is accused of providing the drugs to the victim on Christmas Eve, and she was found dead the next day. The investigation revealed she died of an overdose and had fentanyl in her system. The suspect is now charged with distribution resulting in death.
Salt Lake City police investigating after finding a man with a gunshot wound and a gun in the hands of a 16-year-old girl. The teen girl was arrested, but she's not facing any charges yet. Police suspect it was domestic violence related.
Panera is taking its charged lemonade off the menu following multiple lawsuits claiming the heavily caffeinated drink contributed to the deaths of two people. One of those deaths was college student Sarah Katz. Here is her mom, Jill Katz.
The pain is just so hard and so deep. It's not something you get better from. Some people say, oh, time has all healing. It's not. There's no healing. It's just acclimation.
Panera says it stands by the safety of its drinks.
West Jordan's plans for a community center for the arts is back on track after years of ups and downs.
It's taken 7 years to finally move forward with a new community and arts center for the city of West Jordan. Marie Majors, the city's public information manager, expressed the excitement they feel.
Celebrate arts and music and theater and be another community gathering place for West Jordan.
That excitement is shared with the Cultural Arts Society of West Jordan, who's had to use spaces in Taylorsville and Midvale to perform their plays. Rachel O. Crowley with the society said they can't wait to move their shows back home and display local art inside.
I think it's really cool to bring all the culture into West Jordan.
The city hopes to unveil the center in 2025. Eric Cabrera, KSL News Radio.
7:09, time for a look at that drive this morning. Traffic and weather together again, brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents a gallon. We go back to Andy Farnsworth.
Well, Tim, not seeing any slowdowns on I-15. It was starting to slow for just a minute in Murray around 53rd South, but that appears to have cleared out for now. On the west side of the valley, you'll see some brake lights on Mountain View Corridor, 3500 South, and it's starting to get pretty busy at the intersections of Bangor Highway at 134th and 9800 South in the southwest corner of the valley. Jason?
Well, we are seeing this slowing in northbound on 1900 West at Midland Drive in the Ogden area. Not exactly sure what's going on. Haven't seen an accident pop up, but it's definitely heavy volume through there. Also, still pretty busy at the Westgate of Hill Air Force Base. Otherwise, though, everything else is still looking pretty good. There are more cars on the road southbound I-15 coming out of Ogden, but as of yet, not really causing any delays. Just got a car off to the side of the road in Sunset. Eric?
where Mountain View Corridor turns into 2100 North at Redwood Road. That intersection is getting a little bit busier for all directions of travel. If you're on Pioneer Crossing right now, you don't slow down really eastbound until you get to almost on top of the ramps to go on to I-15 in American Fork. And I-15 in Utah County does look good throughout. Studies show being in nature improves your mental and physical health. Can't get out of the city? Take a nature break at Tracy Aviary in Liberty Park. More information and tickets at tracyaviary.org. Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL hourly forecast. It's mostly cloudy skies at 7 a.m. with temperatures in the upper 30s. By the lunch hour, 45, mostly cloudy skies. And this afternoon, we top out at 53 with mostly cloudy skies and maybe some lucky peaks of sunshine. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Right now, 40 degrees in Salt Lake City.
All morning long, we just keep talking about, well, what are they going to do? What are they going to do with that building?
It's fun to speculate, isn't it?
We're thinking about how downtown might change because of the NHL team coming to town. We're going to speak with the executive director of the Downtown Alliance, Dee Brewer, in just a moment.
Of course, we'll have front row seats here at the Triad
right.
Center, too. There's going to be several road closures affecting traffic today. Westbound I-80 from exit 22B will be closed until 5 p.m. tomorrow. This is around the southbound I-215 junction. Northbound I-15 exits 338 to 5600 South and Riverdale Road closed for a newly constructed ramp to be placed. Drivers will be detoured to 650 North in the meantime.
Former Jazz center Rudy Gobert has tied an NBA record, winning his fourth Defensive Player of the Year award. Gobert joins Dikembe Mutombo and Ben Wallace as the only players to win the award four times. He won the award three times with the Jazz before he was traded to Minnesota. Good for him.
So take that, all you Gobert haters in the NBA today. Listen to this. An Indiana sports reporter is being suspended from covering WNBA rookie Caitlin Clark.
A sports columnist has been suspended after this awkward exchange with women's basketball star Caitlin Clark last month.
I do that at my family after every game, so.
Okay, well,
cool.
Let's start doing it to me and we'll be get along just fine.
Greg Doyle of the Indianapolis Star also made a heart gesture similar to the one Clark makes for her family during games.
You like that?
I like that you're here.
Now Doyle has been sidelined for 2 weeks, and the Star is banning him from all of Clark's games and news conferences this season.
Yeah, fanboy should not be in the reporter's room following
games. I mean, try and imagine if the opposite had happened. If some female reporter had said something flirtatious to an NBA player during a press conference.
They may be suspended, too.
Yeah.
ABC's Ryan Anali reports many people have called out Doyle, calling his interaction with Clark sexist.
A new gaming console from Nintendo is in the works.
The Nintendo Switch has been the newest and most advanced gaming console from the video game company for the last 7 years, but it will soon have a brighter and newer successor. Rumors of the Switch 2 have been circling around for years, but now the president of Nintendo has confirmed it in a post on X. He says they'll make an announcement about it sometime in the next year, but not before July. He also said they will be holding a Nintendo Direct this June. It won't have anything to do with the Switch 2, but it will announce some new games. The news comes as the original Switch has officially sold over 140 million consoles. Alexandria Bonilla, KSL News Radio.
Could they just update Animal Crossing? That's all I'm asking.
I know you're worried about that. I want to go back. There's a WNBA story that's getting a lot of attention this morning. The league's commissioner has announced all the teams are going to begin charter travel this season.
Oh, wow.
This ends the WNBA's policy of mandating commercial flights for its players. The decision comes as the league sees a widespread surge in ticket sales with the likes of Caitlin Clark coming into the league. It's going to cost them $50 million over the next 2 years.
But good for them.
Yeah.
Trending this hour on the 7 o'clock report, soccer fans around the globe will now have a day to celebrate the world's most popular sport every year. It's May 25th. The United Nations General Assembly adopted a resolution Tuesday proclaiming May 25th as World Football Day.
The sport is called football outside of the United States. The day marks the 100th anniversary of the first international soccer tournament in history with the representation of all regions, which took place on May 25th, 1924, during the Summer Olympic Games in Paris, interestingly enough. That's according to the resolution. The 193-member General Assembly adopted the resolution by consensus.
I know some people that every day is football day for them. They're big fans.
Yeah. Go to Europe and say the word soccer, and they look at you
like
what are you talking about? Football. KSL News Time, 7:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
Utah's young and up-and-coming NHL team is going to get even better come next month as the team has been awarded the sixth pick in the NHL draft. I'm KSL News Radio's Adam Small.
Second, the state auditor's office is being inundated with complaints about the recent implementation of a law that regulates which bathroom a person can use.
Third, it's traffic and weather together.
Traffic on I-15 is delay-free going north. There's really no delays coming south, although you're seeing volumes increase. But we do have a crash in Ogden on the west side. I guess it's technically West Haven at 21st Street and 1900 West, affecting both directions. Northbound actually being diverted going through the intersection. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
16 degrees below the normal today with cloudy skies, but 60s tomorrow. I'm Matt Johnson.
Right now, 39 degrees at the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios.
Well, the weather this week across the country has been messy, particularly in Michigan overnight. Let's get the latest now from ABC News.
From ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. It's the third day in a row with millions of people in the U.S. at risk of severe weather. Today it's in Arkansas and in the Ohio Valley. Tuesday, a FedEx facility in Portage, Michigan was destroyed by severe weather and reported tornadoes. Still, the most significant impact came Monday, where cleanup is just beginning in northwest Oklahoma.
Barnsdall, Oklahoma, population 1,000, was ground zero for an EF4 tornado that killed one person and left dozens injured.
We're going through the debris very thoroughly.
Barnsdall Mayor Johnny Kelly says one man identified as Wayne Hogue is still missing.
Search and rescue teams are going through with a fine-tooth comb because nobody wants to miss anything.
Monday's was the second tornado to hit that town in the past 6 weeks. The first did only minor damage. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
More than 30 people were arrested as police cleared a protest encampment at George Washington University in Washington, D.C. These are pro-Palestinian demonstrations. They come as the Israeli military moved into the southern Gaza city of Rafah. But Pentagon spokeswoman Sabrina Singh said Tuesday it was not the large-scale operation the U.S. has warned Israel against.
Our understanding is that this was a very limited operation designed to cut off Hamas's ability to smuggle more weapons and funding into Gaza.
ABC has learned the U.S. paused weapons shipments to Israel.
Let's go in depth now. The Salt Lake City Council was briefed last night on the Smith Entertainment Group's plans to revitalize downtown around the Delta Center.
Executive Director of the Downtown Alliance, Dee Brewer, joins us live with reaction to what's been unveiled so far. I'm not sure what's been unveiled, Dee. What do you think about what we heard?
Well, I think Mayor Mendenhall put it well. These are keys that unlock the opportunities for the city and the state. I was heartened to hear an expanded definition of the district: sports, arts, and convention. And these are the elements that are really driving the downtown economy right now. We see most of the visitation, or a 63% of the what we call customer days, happening downtown, being a result of sports, arts, and convention activity downtown.
Yeah, a lot of the attention is being paid to Abravanel Hall and what happens there. I hate the squabble that people are trying to make between arts fans and sports fans. Is it safe to say that Abravanel will be taken care of in one way or the other?
You know, the county and city mayors and Smith Entertainment Group, I think you know, published their support for the Utah Symphony yesterday and their commitment to that ongoing legacy organization. The Utah Symphony will be part of the mix in downtown Salt Lake City.
Yeah, because that hall is just, and I am a sports fan and an arts fan.
Yeah.
That hall is such a special place with such special acoustics. It's hard to picture something else.
Right.
What else do we know about what's coming? There's questions about Japantown this morning making headlines.
Yeah, I haven't been involved with the conversations there except for what I heard in the presentation to council yesterday. The Japanese community was in the meeting yesterday. They are at the table. I heard commitments from the mayors. I heard commitments from council in particular about Japantown and the Japanese community being represented in what we create downtown.
Is the gateway in this discussion, Dee?
There wasn't a lot of mention of Gateway yesterday, but their proximity certainly makes that area relevant. And I expect there will be aspects of the Gateway that will be drawn into this. The Asher Adams Hotel, which is in the historic Union Pacific Depot right there at the gateway, will come online a little later this year, and I think will be an important part of what emerges in that entertainment district.
We're out of time, Dee, but I am curious, is there a timeline here on when we might get more formal plans?
I know that they are moving quickly. There will be public comment in the May 21st council meeting, and they need to have a lot of these details brought together by September per the legislative intent and the legislation that was brought forward for the funding mechanism.
Wow, we'll watch with great interest, and we appreciate your time, Dee. Executive Director of the Downtown Alliance, Dee Brewer, with us on The In-Depth at 15 and 45. Let's get another look at traffic and weather together, brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon, Andy.
Amanda, traffic on I-15 still delay-free in Salt Lake County. Mountain View and Bangor are starting to see slowdowns at the intersections through West Valley and Lake Point, SR-36. Backups prior to Sunset Road and almost all the way on to I-80 itself. Still have the crash downtown affecting South Temple and West Temple lanes, so where a car hit a pole there. Jason?
And northbound northbound 19th West at about 21st Street. I guess we'll call this West Haven. There's an accident in the intersection. It's affecting traffic there. In fact, if you're northbound, you're going to be diverted over to the east direction, so you might want to stay away from that if you are headed northbound. Southbound on I-15, we had a vehicle off to the side of the road up in the Sunset area with some emergency vehicles on scene. That's causing a little bit of delay there, but it's mostly cleared out now as they've taken care of that vehicle. Eric?
A couple of places in Utah County, as city streets starting to get a little bit more congested. University Parkway westbound going through Orem towards the south end of Utah Valley University. If you're exiting at Pleasant Grove Boulevard off of I-15, that's a little bit busier. But our busiest spots continue to be the normal spots. Northbound Redwood Road, also northbound Mountain View Corridor, they all meet up at the same intersection, 2100 North, and all of that is a little bit busy, but 2100 North, at least at the moment, that's okay heading east over to the freeway. Save $70 instantly on Cooper Tires now through May 12th at your locally owned and operated Big O Tires. Plus, come in for all your service needs. Big O Tires, the team you trust. Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL 7-day forecast keeps us cold for today. Mostly cloudy skies, temperatures right around 53. That's 16 below the normal. 65 tomorrow, partly cloudy skies, breezy out of the east. Windy out of the east on Friday, especially north of Salt Lake City. Temperatures in the upper 60s, partly cloudy. Mostly sunny and nice on your Saturday, 72 the high. We go to 76 on Mother's Day, mostly sunny skies. Monday, Tuesday next week, it's mostly sunny, upper 70s. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Back to where we started the morning now, 39 degrees in the 7-day forecast brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful.
The market, let's see, the opening bell in about 10 minutes. We will check Money News just ahead on KSL News Radio.